Voters in Angola go to the polls today to elect a new president. It's the first time the country will get a new leader in 38 years. President José Eduardo dos Santos was sworn in 1979, making him the world's second longest-serving president behind the leader of Equatorial Guinea. Now dos Santos is stepping back. Many attribute the move to his poor health, though officials deny this is the cause. Zenaida Machado is Angola and Mozambique researcher in the Africa Division at Human Rights Watch, and she joins me now. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there's been one party in charge since Angola won its independence from Portugal, and one leader. We know he's leaving, but will the MPLA still be running Angola after the votes are counted?
I think if you are on the side of the opposition, you would say that we hope that by tomorrow, the day after, when the results, the preliminary results are announced, the MPLA would have left power. But if you want to read things from a reality point of view, and if you consider the entire preparation for those elections, you consider the dominance of the ruling party, not necessarily the popularity, but the fact that they have used huge amount of state resources for their campaign. If you look at the state media coverage of these elections, you would see that they have 90% of chances of winning these elections. But as we all know, the vote is secret. Angolans are casting their vote today. It might happen that tomorrow, the day after, we'll be surprised.
Do Angolans directly elect their president?
No, I mean, the Angolan system says that the party that gets more votes is the one that wins the elections, and automatically the head of the list of MPs of that party becomes automatically the president.
So what should we know about José Eduardo dos Santos's designated successor, João Lourenço?
There isn't much publicly known about this man. What we know is a very shy man who was the Minister of Defense. He had to resign a month before the elections when the campaign was about to start. And it was in that capacity that for the past few months he has been replacing the president in all official events. He's very popular within the ruling party, somebody who is very well respected. There are not known many cases of him involved in scandals or corruptions. It could be that he doesn't have any, but it could also be that because he has never been in the public eye, we still don't know much of him. And now that if he becomes president, people will start investigating more of him.
Well, this gives us a chance to look back on the career of President dos Santos. He was the liberation struggle leader. He led the MPLA to victory against the Portuguese. In the years since, as he's been running Angola, oil wealth has poured into the country, and his own children have gotten extremely rich. Was he a good leader? Did he set the country on a good course?
It depends from where you are seeing it. If you look from the perspective of those Angolans who think that peace is the most important thing that Angola has ever had, then for those people, dos Santos was a good leader because he was indeed the man who led the country to a peace deal that has been in place ever since it was signed. But if you look at it from the perspective of those who think that the wealth of Angola should have been distributed in a much better, fair way, for those who believe that a country should be run by not just one party and the state should not be confused with a political party, for those clear, this man has not been a very good leader.
When the oil price was high, money poured into Angola. Has it been tough now that crude oil is selling at much, much less money per barrel?
I think to say tough is underestimation. It's been very, 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 very bad. The price of basic food has gone up by 300% in some places. Construction of infrastructure has stopped literally in Angola. The local currency has gone down. Has lost value against the US dollars or the rand, the South African rand. Basic health, and when I talk about basic health, I'm talking about you going to a hospital and being able to get a malaria medicine or get a nurse that is well prepared to take care of you. Those basic things are not there.
Even though for many observers the result is a foregone conclusion, do Angolans take their elections seriously? Are they eager participants in voting?
I told this to somebody else this morning, that I've never seen Angolans so enthusiastic about elections. But I see Angolans more expectant, more hopeful. They do have the feeling that, because the fact that President Dos Santos is no longer there, and when he was there, it was a default setting that this guy has to be president until he leaves. Now he's not there. So I think what is going on in the mind of Angolans is that feeling that anyone can be president now. The big guy is not here. Everybody is competing at the same level.
Zenaida Machado is Angola and Mozambique researcher in the Africa Division at Human Rights Watch. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.